time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 84. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 63. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. State Representative Darren Bailey says he was caught by surprise on Friday with the announcement that veteran Southern Illinois Congressman John Shimkus will not run for re-election. The news came as Bailey was campaigning for the 55th District Illinois Senate seat. WFIW-WOKZ News asked Bailey if there was any possibility he might change his course and pursue Shimkus's seat in Congress.
I'm running for Senate, but I want to do what is best for the people. So my family will be, we're like anything else. We will be praying next week. I'll be listening to public support. I am perfectly content and fine being the senator for the 55th district. But yes, if those forces that you mentioned at play, if I'll also be listening to the people, to the desires, to the wishes, if the gifts that I have to offer the legislative process, if for any reason in the world they could be better served nationally than statewide, absolutely, I will consider that. But for right now, I am perfectly content and 100% engaged in the race for being the next Senate for the 55th Senate District.
Bailey said there is no true conservative in Southern Illinois to take over the Shimkus seat.
Well, that answer is pretty obvious because all you have to do is look at voting records. And the answer is a hard no. There are no true conservatives. Everyone at some point in time has sold out. I've even had discussions in the past 24 hours, just learning a little bit more about the congressional district. And I hear this word all the time called compromise. On the federal level, you'll have to compromise more. I don't think so. See, nobody knows what it's like not to compromise. Everybody gets in, everybody compromises, and we get used to that. And we're told that that's normal, and that's not normal.
There is time for Bailey to change course and run for Congress and not the state Senate. Democrats have reportedly been left flat-footed by the Shimkus announcement. They haven't raised money to oppose him since it seemed clear that he would run for re-election in a decidedly Republican district. More news next.
Hi, this is Heidi Atterbury with People's National Bank. Are you interested in reducing fraud and monitoring your spending anytime, anywhere? Would you like to get an alert when purchases are made or cash is withdrawn on your account? People's National Bank, powered by Visa, can help by customizing real-time text and email alerts to fit your needs. Register your Visa card at peoplesnationalbank.com or stop by your local branch today. People's National Bank, member FDIC.
Pain is the symptom, not the disease. The Spine and Pain Center of Fairfield Memorial Hospital can help you with pain management procedures offered, including nerve blocks, epidural injections, and more. They also offer treatment for acute and chronic pain. Don't let pain hold you back. Schedule an appointment with the Spine and Pain Center of Fairfield Memorial Hospital, 842-2082. Visit fairfieldmemorial.org/pain for more information.
In other news, the Wayne City Fall Carnival will be held on Sunday, October 27th at the Wayne City Baptist Church parking lot. A meeting will be held tomorrow at 6 p.m. at the First Christian Church in Wayne City for those who are wanting to help with the Fall Carnival. Angela Hedden of Wayne City Matters says they need volunteers to get involved.
We encourage anybody that wants to come get involved with that by just setting up a simple little carnival game for kids to play. And we encourage you to either come to the meeting or you can even contact us through our Facebook page. And we want anybody that can get involved to get involved.
Hedden says the festival will be a fun, free event for the community, and a trunk or treat will also be held on the school parking lot.
Yeah, we usually have pork burgers and drinks, and everything's free, and then the games are all free. We have a cakewalk. And then the trunk-or-treat area, we set up at the front of the school parking lot. And I think last year we had probably over 30-some vehicles set up to hand out candy to the kids. So it was really, really, really turned out great. We definitely encourage you to be sure and, like, sign up ahead of time because we have that area restricted. And we make sure that everybody that comes in that's going to be handing out candy is registered. That way it keeps it a safe event so we know where the candy's coming from and that the kids can all have a fun, safe evening.
Anyone with questions may contact Hedden through the Wayne City Matters Facebook page. She may also be reached by phone at 599-4522. Fall Fun Fest preparation continues in Fairfield, and Marty Garner, Executive Director of the Greater Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce, says some of the tents at the event are already filled.
And then, you know, I'm in charge of what used to be called the Chamber Tent. I'm told I did a really good job because it's full. I spoke with Vicki, and the craft tent is full, and they're all even flowing out onto the courtyard again. Fun time is being prepared.
Tickets for the Fall Fun Fest will be on sale at the Chamber office tomorrow. The cost is $15 for a sheet of 10 tickets. In other Chamber business, Garner is looking ahead to later this month for the second citywide yard sale.
Ooh, the next thing that I have is September the 21st. That's on a Saturday. We're doing another townwide rummage sale. So for those of you that had leftovers from the other or didn't get in on it, I received a few phone calls of people that were interested and said, sure, we'll do one. And in conjunction with that, I've been speaking with Dana Wilson, and we're talking about also doing a citywide cleanup on the same day.
The rain date for the citywide yard sale is September 28th. Frontier Community College is sponsoring an essay contest to promote the importance of education and civic knowledge for Constitution Day. The contest is open to 8th graders across Wayne County, and winners will be announced on the 17th. Appearing on the Community Connection, Myrna Youngblood says several events are planned for the day.
Well, we are getting ready for the Constitution Day celebration that we have on September the 17th. We're building up with an essay contest for our area junior high students. And then we will have some activities going on campus, which will include our county clerk coming to visit.
The essay subject is the U.S. Constitution, what it says and what it means, and it should be between 300 and 500 words. Students may submit their completed works to their school's front office, and an FCC representative will collect them. Essays may also be emailed to Youngblood, director of the Learning Resource Center, at youngbloodm@iecc.edu. All essays must be submitted by next Monday. FCC will award first, second, and third place to students, and Youngblood says prizes will be given to the winners.
We have various apparel and items from the Bobcat Den, along with a gift certificate for a next summer's sporting camps, and that would be volleyball, softball, and baseball.
Anyone looking for more information should contact Youngblood at 842-3711. A new state law expands health insurance coverage for mammograms and other breast cancer screenings. Kim Howard reports.
Under the law, insurance will have to cover diagnostic mammograms, ultrasounds, and MRIs when ordered by a physician. That usually happens when the regular screening mammogram isn't clear or shows something concerning. The measure is sponsored by Senator Linda Holmes of Aurora.
This is so important because this is the point where you may find something that needs further medical attention. At this point, if cancer is suggested, you can start treatment. And it's imperative, as we know with any form of cancer, the sooner it is caught and the sooner treatment starts, the quicker you have a chance of beating it.
The law takes effect January 1st and includes both private insurers and Medicaid. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Spring flooding across the country was unprecedented, and many Illinois residents are still cleaning up and figuring out what's next. After almost 5 months of many rivers being above flood stage, Illinois Congressman Mike Bost says the question isn't if the state will get federal disaster money, but how much does it need.
We are going to definitely clear the federal disaster numbers. The disaster numbers were reduced by myself and Rodney Davis a few years ago. Number used to be 24 million is what you had to reach. Now we dropped it to 19 because many of our tornadoes don't reach that. So Midwest, we were able to get that language changed to declare for a national disaster. That's not what we're looking at all. What we're looking at now is in the state of Illinois, we're looking at $54 billion minimal. And then it's divided up by counties. So we're going to hit that. A whole lot of it is for the local counties and local government agencies to get those numbers in so that they can all be calculated in so that the reimbursements can start.
After going above flood stage in early spring, the Mississippi River at Chester recorded its second highest crest ever on June 10th. The river finally dropped below flood stage in early August. That's the news. Area deaths next.
It's all about quality and convenience at Hamilton Memorial Hospital and Family Clinics. Beginning the third weekend in July, the McLeansboro Family Clinic will offer fast treatment for minor injuries and illnesses on Saturdays and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Not only will you be able to walk in for quick care, providers with over 50 years of combined experience will see you. Check out hmhospital.org for Carmi and McLeansboro weekend urgent care hours. It really is all about you at Hamilton Memorial Hospital and Family Clinics.
Young entrepreneurs of the Wayne County CEO program need your support. Bids will be accepted for the lanyards that they wear around their necks in Southern Illinois. Your business can be featured. The CEO program is in its first year in Wayne County and teaches business, ethics, morals, and life skills. Students actually start their own businesses. Interested in bidding on the lanyards? Email cbanderson@waynecity100.org. Wayne County CEO. Creating entrepreneurial opportunities.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 80. It's time now to check the latest stock market report brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 101 East Delaware Suite A in Fairfield. Well, the stocks are closed today due to the Labor Day holiday. However, I have an update on October crude oil. It's at $54.87, down 23 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 84-year-old McLeansboro resident Melvin L. Rubenacker died on Friday at 12:10 a.m. at his residence. He was a retired farmer and oil field worker. Melvin Rubenacker is survived by his son, Melvin Rubenacker Jr. of McLeansboro, daughter Sheila Collicott of Australia, 4 grandchildren, 5 great-grandchildren, son-in-law Tim Smith of McLeansboro, sister-in-law Betty Rubenacker of Union Pier, Michigan, and many nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Melvin Rubenacker will be held on Wednesday at 10 o'clock a.m. in the chapel of St. Clement's Catholic Church in McLeansboro. Visitation will be held on Tuesday, tomorrow, from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro. A rosary service will be held at 7. Interment will be at St. Clement's Catholic Cemetery. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Did you know Asbury & Associates offers certified nurse midwife services? Meet Julie Reinhardt, the newest midwife of their team. Both Julie and Abigail Skinner bring years of nurse midwife experience to Asbury & Associates. Their services include obstetrical care and delivery, well woman exams, birth control counseling, infertility counseling, and many more gynecology services. Asbury & Associates, with 4 offices in Southern Illinois to serve you. Call and schedule an appointment today.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather. For today, sunny skies. We'll have a high today around 85. It'll be clear tonight. We're expecting a low of 62, and then sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be near 90. Outlook for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, sunny skies on Wednesday. Wednesday's high will be around 82, with a low around 55. Sunny skies on Thursday. Thursday, we'll have a high of 78 and low of 60. Then sunny skies on Friday. Friday, we'll have a high of 82 and a low around 60.